What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Food I Bought Here in Cuernavaca for about 13 American dollars. So I'm in a whole different Ukrainian city now. I was in Lviv. I went from Lviv to Kiev. I stayed in Kiev for 2 days. I personally didn't like Kiev. It was just too damn big and impersonal. You know, it felt like you were in Miami. It's just not a type of city that you feel comfortable with. You know, I'm not saying that Kiev is a bad city. I'm just saying for somebody who likes something a little bit more personal, a little bit more down to earth, that Lviv was better than Kiev for me. Even though I only came here a couple of hours ago in Cuernavaca, I'm probably not even pronouncing it right. I'm already loving this town. I've already made friends at the pub, you know, so there you go. Anyways, let me show you the food I bought. I think this is a little bit cheaper than Lviv. Kiev was also cheap. I think Kiev was a little bit cheaper than Lviv. Now, in all fairness to Lviv guys, I buy my food from the Lviv Forums Mall. They have like a grocery store in the Lviv Forums Mall. I'm sure they probably jack up the prices a little bit. But overall, Ukraine is dirt cheap. But here in where I am in Cuernavaca, it's hella cheaper. So all this I bought, everything you guys see over here, I mean, look at the receipt. It's like so small. And Jesus, I bought everything here for 465 of their money, which is like again $13. So everything you guys see here cost $13. I bought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I bought 6 things for $13. Honestly, guys, I really can't tell what's what. Maybe you guys out there who can read Ukrainian, maybe you guys can tell me what's what. I think the chicken probably was the most expensive thing. It feels really heavy. Does it have the price on it? It doesn't. No, it's 1.8 kilograms. I think the chicken might have been, the 200, which is, a little bit under $7. As you guys can see, in fact, let me open it up for you. As you guys can see, I got a shitload of boneless, skinless chicken. It feels really heavy. This feels like well over a kilogram, well over a pound. I'm sorry, well over 2 pounds. This was like 60 of their money. So this over here, 400 grams, that's like what, almost a pound cereal. So this was like 60 something, which is like what, almost $2. So almost $2 for this. This over here was 59 of their money. So that's well under $2. This over here, I honestly don't know how much it was. I mean, it's safe to say, guys, it's actually, I think this one was $22.50. Okay, so this one was like a little bit over half a dollar. I think it's safe to say that everything else being 50, around 55 of their money, I think, okay, if I remember right, okay, this was 22 of their money, this butter over here, I guess, 22 of their money, so that's like a little bit over half a dollar. This one here was 68, which is a little bit under $2. And this one over here was 50-something. So, okay. The milk probably was 50-something. All right. So, with the exception of the chicken and this, with the exception of these two, everything you guys see here was between $1.50 and $2. Okay, so between 1, 2, 3, 4, between these four items, everything you see went from like $1.50 to a little bit under $2. And then this over here was $0.50. And this over here was actually less than $6, you know, 204 of their money. So this is under $6. I know some of you guys are saying, yo, Omar, $6 for a kilogram or a little bit over a kilogram of chicken is kind of pricey. You guys have to keep in mind, this is boneless, skinless, okay? You can buy the boned and skinned chicken for half, almost half this price. So, again, guys, everything you guys see here, everything you guys see here cost me well under 13 American dollars. God willing, most of this stuff is going to last at least 2 days. This is going to last 2 days. This will last 3 days. This will last 2 days. This probably will last 2, maybe 3 days. This will last a couple of days because I try to limit carbs. But this is good in fiber, okay? This is why I buy the wheat, because it's good in fiber. This over here, guys, this is just so I can, like, you know, get some taste. And when I put it on the pan, it doesn't fry the chicken. So I really don't go overboard with this. So from what you guys can tell here, man, $13, it's enough to last me a couple of days. The only thing that's missing, which I already bought, was the sauce. I actually bought the sauce from Lviv, you know. But the same sauce here in freaking, what you may call it, is actually cheaper. I'm going to be doing a video about that when I buy more food from the restaurants. From the grocery stores later on. Just to show you where I bought this food from. ATBmarket.com. I mean, I didn't buy it from the website. I went into the store. So, any of you guys, if you ever come out to Chernivtsi, where I'm at, go to this market, ATB Market. Dirt cheap. They have everything you want. You know, can't praise them enough. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. I'm going to be making more videos on why I didn't like Kiev, and also at the same time, I'm going to be doing a lot of research here tomorrow about this city I'm in, which is like 40, 50 miles away from the Russian border. And to be honest with you guys, even though I was only here for like 5 hours, I'm already loving it, you know. Anyways, talk to you later. Peace.